Welcome to a place called Foley Woods.
This place is an imaginary woodland.
As we walk about the forest, we might find the carousel course.
Storytellers, poets, and ramblers passing through.
After so many months indoors, we thought we should spend some time outside.
In nature, relaxing, feeling free.
So come with us on a ramble through the trees.
My name's Jason.
My name's Christian.
And welcome to Foley Woods.
Every time we visit Foley Woods, we hear some new songs from the Carousel's a cappella singing group, the Carousel Chorus. And now we have a poem from Lord Ede, taking shelter from the wind underneath a big oak tree.
The Life of a Leaf by Lord Jason Ede. Green, red, yellow and brown, the colour of leaves. But wait, what about silver? Isn't that a colour too? Well, the answer to that is kind of yes. And kinda no, but it's not really important. Now, any leaf from an ordinary tree will show us the complete cycle of almost every living thing on planet Earth. Let's not count the immortal squid, because no one cares about that thing. Like a baby of mankind, a leaf starts its life as a bud. Small, young, bursting with life and potential. As it grows up, it becomes big and strong, gleaming in the sunlight, as if showing the world its pride. People will even gather around it, taking pictures and then posting them online or in magazines. Then, as the leaf grows older, its colour begins to change, slowly turning from the mighty green of youth to the ripe brown of wisdom. It mirrors the fact that people turn grey in their older age. But unfortunately, the cycle ends. As its light fades, it is carried away by a gust of wind, like a person carrying a coffin at a funeral. Landing with grace, the leaf becomes one with the earth once more. Alternatively, someone could pick up the leaf and place it over a bonfire, as if it were to be cremated. The average lifespan of a leaf is about 8 months. So remember, you will always live longer than a leaf. You know, it's kind of strange. I've got the smell of tomatoes and melted cheese. What do you think that is?
Over at the Greyshire allotment, Lyndon is making pizza.
There's your mushroom. No mushroom in there. Right, it's hot, it's hot. This is Lyndon. He's making a pizza. We've heated up the wood-fired pizza oven. And we've pre-cooked some onions and mushrooms that Lyndon's finely chopped. Now he's spreading them on the pizza, and he'll then spread some red pepper on the pizza along with it. Mm-hmm. Top it off with olives and salami and cheese, and then we'll pop that in the oven, and in 10 minutes he will have a fantastic pizza. And after that, we'll warm up some chocolate croissants in the oven as well. So we're going to have a pretty delicious meal. Well, Lyndon was saying earlier that it's a happy pizza.
Wow.
Red pepper. Red pepper. Yeah, Lyndon really enjoys being at the allotment, and he makes lots of happy noises when he gets here. And, makes it quite clear that he's happy for the noises that he makes.
Noises.
Yeah, happy noises you make. Honey. The fresh air. Quiet, peaceful environment. And the opportunity to make a pizza.
Road poem by Stuart Deeney. I go to where I come back from. I'm always going on a stay, yet I never move an inch. I go many miles each day. The Spooky Wood of Grand Avenue by Stuart Deeney. There is a road near where I live with very scary trees that look like they can come to life when you don't expect them to. The trees look like they would swallow up the bad people and keep the good people.
And now, somewhere special. Walking through the woods, we come across a very unique place, the Carousel Treehouse. And inside, an incredible poet, Sam Castell Ward, where he's taken shelter from the rain.
They say you should get out more, discover shores away from what's within. It takes some time. It's hard to leave behind the world you've made for thought. It's unclear as you steer what will appear and what will dissolve. The mistakes you make, they begin to shape a whole new array of fears. Your hesitation, it remains, but you could never explain the way it's affecting you. The others chase what they want, and what they want is for you to change your ways. You have no choice, can't raise your voice as they send you to assert yourself. You have set out to be hurt, you get kicked around as turf, experience never goes away. People that get out there see that you're without their flair for going out and getting everything. They think you never tried, they don't know there's a reason why you don't go out there. They say you should imitate them, they won't change to accommodate you. You're told there's so much out there, but everything must be touched up until there is nothing standing out. When you end up trying to speak up, you can't keep up as they all speak over you. You did things right, but that's not the style to which people react. You're kept down as you're drowned out. You're still too quiet for them to hear. Now you're trapped. You did this task, but no difference has been made. They say, don't worry what others think. You could blink and miss what you just did. Things are so much worse. You miss how they were. You're not allowed to take back this. You carry it around. It will hold you to the ground and leave you frozen there. The experience runs around. The only way out, you discover, is to venture through the door. Outside of your surroundings, what's around you is expanding. What's within, it goes away. Your mind finally rests as your body takes steps. You want to stay out here, not be grounded. Now you're out, you can do without those people you thought you needed. For at least this moment, you feel you need no one. So this is what it means to get out.
As the sun sets, the night creeps in. Time moves forward, and we're walking through the woods in the middle of the night. So to talk a bit more about the middle of the night, it's Yassine Celestine.
"4 AM by Silver Cat. 4 AM again, breathed insomniac teeth buried deep in my overstimulated caffeine nicotine brain. I went for a walk, bliss by an unrippled ocean, the dreaded population of the city, not there. Thank God for that. I photographed the empty event, relishing the lack of summer fun, with all its toffee apple postcard cheap tantrum cheerfulness. Find a havenette of nature, a cornucopia of perfumed bushes, all peace, calm serenity. Sat out under that tranquil sky, consider the fallen sands of time, greetings of morning raptors, sweet southern basking winds, blue sky theory and horizons clear, clear mind space, each sought and coining in languor, unravelling myself, better mood now noted, floated on the dawn." 4 AM is quite a good time for me to do something. I don't sleep very well, I find myself awake, and it's quite a good time to write and collect my thoughts, so that's what that was about.
It's the middle of the night, and lucky for us, the rain has stopped. But now, there's another problem. It's really cold. So what do? We make ourselves a bonfire. Luckily in the woods, we've got loads of wood. I have a lighter and marshmallows. So for my personal opinion, and this is an American thing, what you do is you get a twig, and then you shove the marshmallow onto the twig, and then you mount it on the bonfire, and then you get two copies of chocolate digestive biscuits, sandwich it in between it, and voila, marshmallow sandwich. What's your opinion on that, Christian?
Yeah, but marshmallows are very sticky, very sweet and sickly. How many of those marshmallow sandwiches are you going to eat?
I would say 3, maybe 4, going on 5.
What's the story?
What's the story?
Heavenly archway.
Soldier standing watch.
Head in the clouds.
Guiding us.
Leave your heads behind.
Follow your essence.
Follow your heart.
Fearless.
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 What's the story? What's the story? Heavenly archway. Soldier standing watch. Head in the clouds. Guiding us. Leave your heads behind. Follow your essence. Follow your heart. What's the story? What's the story? Heavenly archway. Soldier standing watch. Head in the clouds. Guiding us. Leave your heads behind, follow your essence, follow your heart.
Fearless.
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 Hmm. So, one thing people do around campfires is sing songs. Do you have any favourites?
Have you got a song that you would like to sing?
Let's see, campfire songs. There's one about the cowboy. How does it go? There was a cowboy, all dressed in red, fell off his horse and busted his head. There was blood on the saddle, blood on the ground, great big blobs of blood all around. There was a cowboy, all dressed in red, fell off his horse and busted his head. There was blood on the saddle, blood on the ground, great big blobs of blood all around. There was a cowboy, all dressed in red, fell off his horse and busted his head. There was blood on the saddle, blood on the ground.
Hi, I'm Charles Hatton. Here are my thoughts of going in through the wood in the middle of the night. It has that sort of beauty and some majesty about it. But to some people, it may feel like walking on the set of a horror film. Just like that scene from the 1983 stop-frame animated special Wind in the Willows, where Mole accidentally strays into the wild wood whilst looking for his friend Mr. Badger, and Ratty comes to his rescue. Going through the woods in the afternoon is good and very picturesque, but if you go round the woods in the middle of the night, it has that beauty and majesty just walking through the quiet, solitary woods in the middle of a dark night. The sounds you might hear walking through the woods in the middle of the night can either range from an owl hooting in a tree, hedgehogs scurrying about, and the crunch of dry leaves underneath your shoe. When you're outside with nature, it gives you that level of freedom. You know, walking around with animals and plants instead of being cooped up in your own room going absolutely stir-crazy.
And now we're going to hear from Bahana Wells, who for us has a poem about being outside.
This poem is called Someday Style. Cut grass, someday style. Chunky bangles, hear wind chimes. Funky earrings that dangle. The daisy chains that tickle in my toes. Sewing every craft. Little detail sewn. Sequence spirals like shells. Make it special. Sarah said, got buttons on my cardi. She'll make it stand out. Bold buttons, blue like the sky. Favourite colour, orange, all colours of the night. Long summer nights, bright summer nights. Lionel, shine, shine, next day, I'm wide awake. It's the top of the perfume. It's gone everywhere in my hair. Silk leaked, gone everywhere. Ice cream, delirious. Cashmere, catch me. The oxygen, beads and stars as holding on to that tie. Red sky. Day in May, away or two. Little care. Pink lipsticks heighten the mood. With highlighter it goes too. Tasty flowers, pattern pleats, sandals will clap to the beat. Rationalise with that tear. Lilac flowers on Lyra's dress. Straw hat stuck on her head. Sister gave her that flare. Let's go in her convertible. I made a deal, denim jacket and a little heel. My style just right today. Light breeze, light mood. Cocoa butter in the air. Poncho wrapped round in the way I feel safe. This pair of flip-flops, mixed it up, pick a mix. Cocktail dresses or maxi dress. Sand on my feet, a cup of tea and Maltesers by the sea. Yes, imagination flee. Real nice day today. Sunshine here, relaxed as can be. Sunglasses, rays, peak, take a leap, sunny day style.
Let's hear a final song from the Carousel's a cappella singing group, the Carousel Chorus.
Leave the city far behind, step into a magic world. Green trees will dance with you, sleep with you, shelter you. Breathe with you, shelter you. Did you hear the Lorax speaking for the trees? Sheltering in Norfolk Square, singing on the breeze, singing on the breeze. Leave the city alone. Stepping through the tragedies, trees and trees will dance this way, singing on the shelter years, singing on the shelter years. Deep in the field of stepping through the tragedies, trees and trees will dance this way.
With the marshmallows eaten, the fire has died and the sun has risen, the birds are singing. We slowly make our way out of Foley Woods. Sadly, guys, this is our last ever episode of Foley Woods.
All four Foley Woods episodes are available as podcasts. Search the words Carousel Radio in your podcast app. Thank you. You are listening to Carousel Radio. In 2021, we sadly lost two amazing contributors to Carousel Radio, Chris Ryder and Lizzie Emma.
Chris was also a drummer for the bands, including The Revs and Beat Express. He has been part of the fabric of Carousel for many years. Here's some clips from his previous appearances on Carousel Radio.
My name's Chris Ryder. I'm drummer and singer for Beat Express.
Drums, please! Could everybody clap their hands? One, two, one, two, three, four.
I also drum for The Revs.
Ryan O'Donovan, guitarist, backing vocalist of Beat Express.
It's Lee Hubbard, bass guitarist and lead vocalist, Beat Express. This is Chris Ryder, and he's our drummer.
Well, judging from the hat, I'd say he's gone bananas. But then again, what else would you expect from someone whose alter ego is Monkey Boy?
Beat Express started in 2002. The original lineup was me, Chris Ryder, Claire Offley, and Jennifer Troy.
Hi, my name's Chris Ryder, drummer of Beat Express, DJ, and tech. I've been DJing at the Blue Camel Club. I do a bit of technical work helping the bands. I help them on stage, I sort out their equipment, I make sure that they've got the right words, and then I'm behind set just in case anything goes wrong. My favourite thing about being on stage is to be involved in music and to be involved in a very great charity. I was born to play in Beat Express.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I am Chris Ryder and we are at the community base. We are in the room where I'll be tutoring the Can You DJ 2. It's a workshop that over a couple of weeks, 6 weeks, that we'll be going through a load of equipment and showing people how to be a DJ and how to make and customise music. By the end of this course, they could end up being DJs for the Blue Camel Club, or they could do much, much more.
We're going to rehearse your performance and get used to the launch pads again and the microphones. I'll be taking photos from
that,
if that's okay.
They've all had a chance of making and recording their own music. They've each made a track and they've each mixed a track with the other tutors and done a music track with two or three other people. So this week they're going to be practicing their performance, checking out to make sure that they know what they're doing, checking to make sure that everything's all going well, and then next week we'll be bringing in all the other lights so they can have a go at them. Speakers and trying to make this packed up. I like getting to know how to do it, how to put music on, how to just the knowledge of how it's all done, and then to learn. It makes me feel good that I've been able to learn how to do that. and then with me, I've been recording music quite a lot. It kind of like inspires me. Whatever's on my mind is taken away and I'm in my zone, and my zone is making music, recording or mixing or making my own tunes. When I'm not at work or I'm not doing anything, I spend say two to four hours in my bedroom recording stuff and still on the hunt of finishing off my solo album, which is taking a long time, but it should be finished by Christmas. Big Express, it's like all of everyone else's ideas rolled into one. If it's just me, you can see how it's all working. Because I'm adding more instruments that you don't really get to see with Big Express. I've got a saxophone, I might end up adding a ukulele to one of my songs. I've got an oboe. Just some instruments I haven't really said that I play, so it's a bit of a secret I haven't told.
Tell us about the most amazing dream you've ever had, Chris.
Wanting to be a dinosaur, I think that was right. I woke up thinking I was a dinosaur and was crawling around on the floor when I was sleepwalking, and staff found me in the airing cupboard. And, I thought that was my bedroom, but I couldn't find my way back. I had the odd sleepwalk. One time I was nearly on my quad bike and I was about to start up, and then found out I was asleep.
That was Chris Ryder on Carousel Radio. Chris sadly passed away in 2021. Liz Yemmer was a singer-songwriter who recorded and performed with the support of arts organisation Heart and Soul. Carousel Radio produced a documentary about Lizzie in 2018. And here's a clip.
So Lizzie, where are you from? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Notting Hill. So I walk outside my front door and I'm outside the Notting Hill Carnival. It's really cool. That's the inspiration to most of my music, Notting Hill Carnival. I heard music in a very, very, very different way to other people, because in 2011, I got diagnosed being deaf. So how I heard music was totally different as a child. So I heard a bass line and I couldn't hear words. So the bass used to make me dance. So that's how I heard it. Not words. I heard it through the vibrations, the bass line. So I heard I heard music in a total different way.
I like the bass.
Lizzie, when did you start singing in public?
When did I start? Oh, God, I started from a child, actually, because my nan was a jazz and blueser. My mum turned around and said to my nan, I don't know what to do with her. I said, my nan turned around and said, leave me with her for a year, and when you come back, I would taught her everything she needs to know.
So people downloaded your music, Lizzie. How do you feel once they downloaded it?
It makes me feel extremely proud, because I have done it for people with learning disabilities, to show them if I can do that, so can they. Don't be scared to take that jump. It's a pleasure, actually, and an honour for people to hear my music and to be inspired and for to download it. So thank you.
Angels floating past in the sky. return. Where is it gone? Angels of mercy carried him on to the pearly gates. He will be resting. Mom and Dad are waiting. We count our blessings. Angels floating about in the sky.
That was Lizzie Emma, who passed away in 2021. Interviewed on Carousel Radio in 2018. You can find Lizzie's music online. Please search for Lizzie Emma, spelled LIZZIEEMEH.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News.
Episode 3 of Carousel TV goes out on Latest TV in December.
The show includes a behind-the-scenes feature on the Tide Noise project in New Haven, an animation, and more.
Carousel TV is produced entirely by learning disabled people. Find more information at carousel.org.uk.
The theme song is written and sung by Lee Hubbard from the popular band Beat Express.
If you watch Latest TV, you will see me.
That's incredible. Maybe one day you'll see me as well. Who knows?
Poet and artist Ruby Dine is exhibiting her poetry and paintings at the Coachworks Gallery in Hollandine Terrace in Brighton.
Ruby's poems have featured on previous episodes of Carousel Radio. Here is a clip of Ruby's poetry.
I am Ruby Dine. I'm a poet and artist. Sure. I get emotional when I'm writing. It's about my emotions and feelings. The good ones and the bad ones. Sad. Calm. Anger. Feel sorry too. I like drawing a painting. I went with Mum and my dog. It was very sunny day. The sun was lilac corn as a cob. As hot as the oven, I heard sparkling. Sound of beatboxing, water sound like drizzle and shower. I saw sculpture look up the spring. Bounced around the wind. I saw two barcore burly stunning heads look up the sky. They looked like they were dreaming about the stars. I saw a tall grass, a terrestrial bush, swaying, bending in the wind. I could hear the breath of the wind flowing in the air. I saw lots of long purple flowers look like leftover fingernails. I can hear the pigs oinking. They were curled to shell, flash, pick and bank.
Ruby Dime's exhibition runs from the 22nd of November to the 19th of December 2021.
Please come along, see my artwork and read my poems.
Her exhibition will be at Coachworks in Hollydean Terrace in Brighton.
Carousel Radio, made in Brighton, for Brighton, from Brighton.
I've been Lord Jason Ead.
I've been Christian. Thanks to Jason for his poem.
Thank you.
Thanks to the Carousel Chorus.
Stuart Leaney.
Grace Arrell-Ottman.
Yassine Zellerstein.
Charlie Hutton. Sam Castle Ward.
The Carousel Houseman for providing the excellent music.
And Bahana Wells. And thanks to Ruby Dime. Good luck with the exhibition. We will be back with more shows in 2022. Goodbye.